Hello everyone, this is Paul Hopkins, VI Podcasting. Using my username here, particularly for the purposes of those listening to this on Audioboo, but also to my friends on Facebook. One in particular, Mr. Paul Nichols, I'd like to introduce you to Audioboo vicariously. Okay, the idea is this. Paul, my wonderful friend of some 25, 30 years, had this great idea on Facebook that you would put down your top 12 albums, and well, it just invited you to sort of put them down, think a little bit, what are you going to choose? Now obviously I have a phone here, I'm on the train on the way down to London, and I was thinking this will be fun while I'm waiting to get to London, because it's quite a long journey today because the speed restrictions, blah blah blah. So I'm playing this. What about you? Going to hashtag it my top 12 albums. And all you do is, well, you can do it however you want. On Audioboo, you can play the album and or some of the song and say why you like it, like I'm going to do. Or you can just write them down on Facebook, but join in the fun. Hashtag it. Anyway, this is Pilgrimage, Nine Songs of Ecstasy. It was a project, Nine Songs of Ecstasy. Pilgrimage, Nine Songs of Ecstasy. And as you can hear, it's ambient music with Gregorian chant over the top of it, and I bought this in Waterstones. It was Dylan's, wasn't it, before that, especially in Birmingham bookshop, because I heard it being played over the speakers and I was so impressed with it, I thought I want this song, and it's 25 years old and still one of the most amazing albums I've ever heard. So it is a little bit, and we'll move forward, but as far as I know, they've never made another album like this, so never did the project any more than one album's worth of said project. Coming up with number two in a minute. Now, as anyone who knows me well would know, that I'm an 80s boy. I was an 80s lad and grew up being proud of being an 80s resident, if you will. This is 10cc, no it's not, it's ABC, with the album Lexicon of Love. Absolutely awesomely produced album. This is called Shoot That Poison Arrow, and here's a little bit for you right now. One, two, three.
If I were to say to you, can you keep a secret? Would you know just what to do? To keep it, then I say I love you. Foul the situation. Hey girl, I thought we were the right combination. Who broke my heart? You did, you did. Bow to the target. Blame you, babe, you, babe. You think you're smart.
Bit of was it Martin Bell, wasn't it? He's still got a great voice, you know. Last time I heard him singing, he was amazing. Now we're going to change tack completely now. With oh, where's he gone? Oh, it's there. Awesome. Listen to this. This is a guy or a group, sorry, called the Alan Parsons Project, and the album in question is called Eye in the Sky. Most people play the instrumental, you often hear that at the beginning of the album, but this is Old and Wise.
There are shadows approaching me. I'm old.
Okay, that was Alden Wise by Alan Parsons, the Project Echo, from the album Eye in the Sky. I think Colin Bloodstone did a lot of singing for them. A very distinct voice and very great voice in that. This is another guy with a good voice, although I would say in the last 20 years he hasn't been up to much that's good, in my opinion. But albums that outstripped any of his single releases was Christopher, of course, and of course he had his hit Lady in Red, which really wasn't a patch on any of the stuff that he actually released in terms of albums. And then I think his other public notoriety was then equally as uninteresting, but this is fantastic, High Emotion. There's a guy who had amazing live concerts back in the 1980s, and any self-respecting 80s person, tell me they don't enjoy that. All those keyboards going on, all that singing, brilliant guitaring, fantastic live music. And don't get me wrong, there's loads of like a lot of good live music around now as well. And in fact, I think there's been a resurgence in that sort of thing. And I've got to say, these are albums where I would listen, honestly, would listen to every single song on these albums. Okay, let's have a look. See what's going on here. Okay, here's our next song. This is a live version of a song that I love from an album called Humans Lib by none other than Howard Jones. Again, it's a self-respecting 1980s thing, I reckon. Howard Jones. I've actually had the honour of meeting him as well. Well, I will say that he's a really nice guy actually. I met him at Ronnie Scott's, and it was a jazz club in Birmingham when I was kind of tuning and stuff. This is him. I love you with the run that you love me. I love you even if you think that I don't. Sometimes I find you doubt my love for you, but I don't mind. Why should I mind? Why should I mind? Why this now we have another story, because I tend to attach stories to music. These are often the soundtracks of my life. Howard Jones, you just heard there, that would have been a live version of the song What Is Love, that was off the album Human to Live. And now we have Hue and Cry with a brilliant, brilliant live album called Piano and Voice. And I got this album because, again, I saw them live with Ronnie Scott, and it was the best moment in my life in terms of my tuning career, hearing the guy play my finely tuned piano. And it was when some Americans were over on an exchange that I was part of, and we took them to Ronnie Scott's, or I took them to Ronnie Scott's. There still is a Ronnie Scott's in London, but the Birmingham one's sadly closed. This is Human Cry, and I think he's got a brilliant voice. Let's see if you agree. Where are the clowns? Send in the clowns. Just when I stopped opening doors, finally finding the one that I wanted was yours. Making my entrance again with my usual flair, sure of my lines, but nobody's there. There bigger than Hue and Cry with the album Piano and Voice in a song called Sending the Clowns. Of course, you will recognise that as a cover of a well-known song. Can't remember who originally did it, but okay. I have to get off a train in a minute, so I'm going to carry on with the next six, so the last six, second half of this, after I'm off the train and somewhere else. That's less imperative, because if I miss the train, I'll be going back up to Birmingham. Speak to you all in a second. So we're back. I've just got off my train, and yes, it was very cold around the various parts of the UK today, travelling from Birmingham all the way through London, Greater London, and out to Orpington, Kent, where Claire is. And I'm carrying on now with my other six. We got halfway through my top 12 albums, and this is awesome because I can speak over this a little bit. This is Kate Bush. I really love Kate Bush, and again, an album I can definitely sit all the way through and listen to. 50 Words for Snow by Kate Bush is awesome. And just listen to a bit of this, and it's just absolutely crazy. Literally is 50 Words for Snow, and here we go, number one.
Drifting.
That is Kate Bush, 50 Words for Snow. Excuse me. It doesn't matter with what you do with Kate Bush. I mean, she just spans the eras, doesn't she? Quite nicely that she does, actually, as we go to another fantastic artist, in my opinion, someone who is an amazing musician. She actually, this lady studied at Birmingham Conservatoire. That's Birmingham, the UK. It's Laura Velloo. Sacked in a thousand pieces. We've been in the darkest night.
Hey there, you trying to stand up on your own 2 feet and stumbling through the sky.
Hey you,
when the lights go out and you're on your own.
Hey there, ho.
How you gonna make it through till the morning sun? Sing to the moon.
Go, that's Laura Velloo with a song called Sing to the Moon from the album of the same name. And then we go over to I didn't put this in any particular order. I think they started to go in alphabetical order to some extent, but this is Mark Cohn with a brilliant song. See, Cher did this, didn't he? Did she? Walking in Memphis, and some other guy, Paul, someone did it as well, like a jazz version. But Mark Cohn, singer-songwriter. Huh? I don't know. Claire's here. She's having an ask. Who is it? What?
Oh,
Oh, she's over here somewhere. Just
I'll have to find it.
Yeah, no. Call someone.
It wasn't Paul somebody.
Bob.
Hold on.
Someone called Bob. Well, we're doing the top 12 albums. I'm not lingering on this at the minute. I'm just. But yeah, if you can find it, let me know. But yeah, this is Mark Cohen. Mark Cohen did songs like on his first album was definitely one of the best. Silver Thunderbird, one of his songs, which is really good too. He didn't have many hits though, but this was his most well-known hit, I guess. Anyway, we've got to move on because I've got three more to go. So what have we got next? Okay, now we're on to a guy called Robbie Duke, because obviously those of you that know me reasonably well will know that I've been a Christian for some years now, since about 1988. And I used to go to his record shop in Soho called Jewel Edge, and this guy set up this Christian record shop. And it was in the middle of everything that was, well, contrary, I suppose, to... A sort of a clean living life, you know, and he was just incredible. The record shop was called Jewel Edge, and he used to put pictures up of, well, Cliff Richard when you could put pictures of Cliff Richard up in the shop window and still be considered as fairly normal. And Bob Dylan and anyone that had sort of a Christian leaning, and he would get loads and loads of people coming and inquiring as to what kind of record shop it was, and then they'd show him some music and they'd buy the stuff. And this guy called Robbie Duke, who is an amazing, or was an amazing guitar player, unfortunately died. I found out on Wikipedia when I was looking this up that he died in 2007, I think it was, something like that, which is a shame. He's only about 50 years old. But anyway, Robbie Duke, this is a song called Nonetheless, and it's from the album Down to Business. But if you look up RobyDuke, Robbie Duke on iTunes and all other good sources of music search, and you'll find some good stuff from him. An amazing guitar player and producer, singer-songwriter, and really a very much a good contributor to contemporary Christian music and praise and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, it's my bag. Here's a bit more.
We could change the world.
Okay, so there goes Robbie Duke, and then I've just decided to quickly swap the songs around that I was going to do. We're going to play next. This is Clannad. I absolutely love Clannad. They are an Irish Celtic band, still together. I've got a couple of good albums there. So they're just about to go on tour again, actually. But this is a track called Something to Believe In, and it's from their album Sirius. This is when they're really quite homegrown, but then they went to America and produced this. But again, it's one of those albums I can quite easily listen to the whole way through without stopping. And I'll say something about that when I end this in a minute, but about the fact that it's been quite hard to think of albums. I'll tell you why in a minute.
They promised they're always lies. Well,
could be pulled on the merry-go-round, but I'm trying to find something to believe in.
So that was Clannad with Something to Believe In. This is take six. What more do I need to say? Take six, inimitable Ray Charles with take six from the album Join the Band.
Now it doesn't matter where you say you've been. No.
It doesn't matter what you've done.
Oh no. 'Cause the same color blood is running through my veins. Is the color that sustains another one. I know that you might have had a hard time, yeah.
And maybe you thought of giving in,
but don't never give in. 'Cause no matter where you stand, it's not too much to lick my hand. Yeah, my neighbor. Yeah, my brother. Yes, you're my friend. You're my friend.
My friend.
You're my friend.
My friend. Yes, you are.
Oh, how amazing is he? So, basically, I love good harmonies. I really, really love good harmonies, and you can't beat take that for good harmonies. I guess, you know, someone will come with something. I hope they do. But no, what I was going to say before I cut and run was that it's really quite hard in some ways to think not only of albums that you would play all the way through, but also acknowledging the fact that because now we can download digital music as and when we want, you don't have to buy the whole disc in order to, the whole CD, you know, the whole album in effect. And so I can understand why artists get a bit funny about that, because, you know, they say, well, you haven't heard me in context. But frankly, you know, some songs are just really great on albums and the rest of the album isn't. So, you know, it's one of those things. You pay your money and you take your choice, I suppose. But these are absolutely 12 albums from 12 different artists that I would definitely play all the way through. And I probably would just go away and do that right now. This has been Paul Hopkins. Thanks for listening. If you've gone this far, hope you enjoyed my little top 12 albums. Paul Nichols, thanks for the inspiration, mate. You're an absolute star. And yeah, I hope this goes viral and everyone has a go. I'll speak to you all soon. Bye.
Hold on a minute. Make sure you don't forget.
I'll be there when you call me. Just say.
I'll be there when you call me. No matter where you stand. It's not too much to lend my hand. You're my neighbor. You're my brother.
Oh, yes, you're my friend.
Down to the end. I'm throwing out the lifeline. Trying to spread some sunshine.